The record-breaking temperatures this week resulted in a stream of stories. A University of East Anglia expert said that this extreme weather could become the new normal as a result of climate change. Members of the Bannatyne Health Club complained they could not use the gym because the air conditioning failed. But visitors to the Sandringham Flower Show were not daunted and the tourism business was performing well. So here are some of the stories about the heat, hot off the press.
Today's extreme weather conditions could become normal over time, according to a University of East Anglia expert. We think of the current situation as excessive, said Dr. Jeff Price, a senior researcher at UEA's Tyndall Climate Change Centre. But this will become the new normal. By the end of the century, we'll see August weather occurring in June, while December weather will be more like April. We're talking about a shift in seasonality. And while the finest brains in the business have been looking at extreme weather conditions for decades, it'll be months at best before we can expect an explanation for the current climate phenomenon, he added. Farmers will be unsure when to plant, the bugs won't know when to come out, and pollinators will become confused. Agricultural systems will have to change to accommodate the shifts in seasonality. As the new climate patterns become more normal, it will become easier for farmers to adapt. But at what point do you decide to move out of sugar beet production and into olives? He added, "What we are used to has changed, and we have to get used to the new weather regime." One positive emerges for the reluctant gardener, however. Mowing the lawn is a mistake, Dr. Price said. As grass gets taller, it puts down longer roots. So when it does rain, it recovers quickly. We mow our lawns too much in Europe and the United States. Once a week is plenty.
Club members of Norwich's Bannatyne Health Club and Spa have taken to social media to complain that the conditions are too hot to work out in. Air conditioning at the Northside Business Park gym broke down during the heat wave. A spokesperson for the club said they regret the inconvenience caused by the air conditioning issues.
But nothing could keep the visitors away from the Sandringham Flower Show this year, despite organisers fearing that the hot weather would lead to a fall in visitor numbers. The chairman of the show, David Reeve, said, "We had spoken to other shows who'd said they'd seen a fall in numbers due to the weather. But I think because we have the Royals visiting and such a fantastic venue, people were determined to come. It's been a case of not letting the flowers wilt, even if the people do."
Nearly 2 months of hot, sunny weather has put Norfolk's tourism businesses back on track after a disappointing start to the year, with some now exceeding last year's performance. While for some the heat wave is causing serious problems for tourism and leisure firms, particularly those in the day trip market, it's a chance to make hay. Boating firms on the Norfolk Broads are making the most of a staycation boom as the county's residents eschew foreign climes for a day trip or holiday at home. The county's attractions are also soaking up the benefits of a hot summer, with many now heading into their busiest period. The summer holidays on a wave of higher attendance through June and July. Accommodation providers are feeling the benefit of the heat too, as guests feel more positive about making bookings. And now for the first feature, read by Trevor Wood.